Okay, so let's chant Jai Radha Madhava as we usually do before the class. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunyavihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunyavihari Gopi Jana Ballabha Kiribadhari Gopi Jana Ballabha Kiribadhari Yashodanandana Vrajajana Ranjana Yamunatira Banachari Yamunatira Banachari Jayaranhumadhuva Kunyabihari Jayaranhumadhuva Kunyabihari Gopi Jana Ballabha Giribhadrari Gopi Jana Ballabha Giribhadrari Yashodanandana Vrajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhuva Kunyabihari Jaya Radha Madhuva Kunyabihari Jaya Om Vishnupad, Paramahansa Parvati Kacharya, also Tedda, Satishi Shimad, His Divine Grace Savaya Chadanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Kijai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Kijai, Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Kijai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Kijai, Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Kijai, Namacharya. I said, that's that good, good job. Prem Sekho, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nityananda, Shidwaita, Gadadha, Shibasati, Gaur, Bhakta, Vrinda, good job. Radhakrishna, Gop, Gopinath, Shyamakund, Radhakunda, Giri, Govardhan, good job. Vrindavanam, good job. Maturidam, good job. Nagarathasami, good job. Yamunamai, good job. Shimali, Lassi, Devi, good job. Samaveda, Bhakta, Vrinda, good job. Gaur. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale. Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachari Nirvishesha Shunyavadi. Paschacha Deja Tarani. So I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who kindly opened my eyes while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance, and He opened them up with the transcendental knowledge. So, Om Gana Timurandasha Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshurum Miritam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So we're going to continue the Gita study today. We are on chapter 70, not of the Bhagavad Gita, but of the course. Actually, we've done 70 sessions so far. That's quite amazing. 70 sessions, I mean 70 hours. Wow. Whew. That's like, that's almost 3 full days of talking. Okay. All right, so let's go on to the Bhagavad Gita. We're on the 10th chapter. And I think it's the 10th verse we are on today. Was it 8 or 10? Yeah. Should be the 10th verse. Hold on a second. Oh. Actually, we have to go to the verse. Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter. Beautiful verse. This is actually one of my favorite. Of course, all the verses in the Bhagavad Gita are my favorite verses. But this verse in particular is very reassuring. All right, I'm going to clear the screen a little bit more. Okay. Very important verse. Tesham sadhati yuktanam vajat vajatam pratipurvakam vidam yogam tam yenamam upayanti te. Now remember, the last two were also nutshell verses. We're talking about 8, 9, 10, and 11. Nutshell verses. Hope everybody remembers them. First one, aham sarvasya prabhu mapaksavutavati mahvavajantamam buddhavamasamavatam. Which basically in the first verse, verse 8, Krishna says, I am the source of everything. And therefore the wise worship me with all their hearts. I'm the Vashbhava. Everything comes from me. Therefore they worship me with all their hearts. Anyway, second verse is Machata Magata Prana, Bodhyantas Cha Parasparam. And how they worship Krishna with all their hearts? They share Krishna Katha with each other. Machata, Magata, Prana. Bodhyantas cha parasparam. Katyantas cha mamnicham. Dushanti cha ramanti cha. And in that way, the devotees are happy and satisfied. And how do they know how to do it? That's this verse. Tesham sadhati yuktanam vajatam pratipurvakam vidami yudim abhuti yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. And we'll hear the translation in a second. Tesham unto them asatata yuktanam, always engaged, vajatam in rendering devotional service, pratipurvakam in loving ecstasy. Vidami I give abhuti yogam, real intelligence, tam that yena by which mam unto me upayanti kam te they. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. So if someone wants Krishna, of course this refers to the verse that says, the fourth chapter, Yayatama prapajante tam sitaiva vajabhyam. As people approach me, I reciprocate with them. Or as Prabhupada translates, as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. So, the point is, if one serves Krishna with devotion and love, Krishna will give you the right buddhi, as mentioned here, buddhi yoga. That's intelligence, understanding, by which you can perform devotional service. So Krishna will give everything you need. And of course, as we read before, what is it? Ananyas chintayo anto mam. For those who were dedicated to me. Similar verse. I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. Very similar. Understanding. So purport by Prabhupada. In this verse, the word buddhi yogam is very significant. We may remember that in the second chapter, the Lord instructing Arjuna said that he had spoken to him of many things and that he would instruct him in the way of buddhi yoga. Now, buddhi yoga is explained. Buddhi yoga itself is action in Krishna consciousness. That is the highest intelligence. And here Prabhupada is going to explain what the word buddhi yoga means. Buddhi means intelligence. And yoga means mystic activities or mystic elevation. Also, technically, it comes from Sanskrit. Root, use, which means to connect. All right, technically that's what the word means. In other words, how to connect with Krishna, how to connect with God. That's the meaning of the word yoga. And in English, we have a word that derives the Sanskrit word. It's yoke. Right? Yoke. Because many of you may not know what the word yoke means. It means to connect, basically the same thing. And we also have a word in spiritual life for religion. Religion is composed of two parts, re and legion. And legion is like the ligament. Like a ligament connects different things, the bones like that, and muscles, or ligament. So it means connection, ligare, means to connect. And re means again. So really, the word religion means to connect again. And of course, with God. Not to connect again with your old buddies. Maybe your old buddies in the spiritual world, but not your old buddies in this world. So religion, religare, yoga, means to connect. Anyway. So when one tries to go back home, back to God, and take fully to Krishna consciousness and devotional service, his action is called Buddhi Yoga, because his intelligence is fixed. That's the secret. In other words, Buddhi Yoga is the process by which one gets out of entanglement of this material world. The ultimate goal of progress is Krishna. People do not know this, therefore the association of devotees and bona fide spiritual master important. One should know that the goal is Krishna, and when the goal is assigned, then the path is slowly, progressively traversed, and the ultimate goal is achieved. When a person knows the goal of life, but is addicted to the fruits of activities, he is acting in karma yoga. In other words, he's offering things to Krishna, but he's still addicted to the fruits of activities. When one knows that the goal is Krishna, but he takes pleasure in mental speculation to understand Krishna, he's acting in jnana yoga. And when he knows the goal, seeks Krishna completely in Krishna consciousness and devotion, he just wants to love Krishna and devotional service, he's acting in bhakti yoga, or buddhi yoga, which is the complete yoga. This complete yoga is the highest perfectional stage of life. A person may have a bona fide spiritual master and may be attached to a spiritual organization, but if he is still not intelligent enough to make progress, tell me about it. Then Krishna from within gives him instructions so he may ultimately come to him without difficulty. In other words, there's your little conscience. That's Krishna, the super soul. Super soul is talking to you that, hey buddy, you're on the wrong track. The qualification is that a person always engage himself in Krishna consciousness and with love and devotion render all kinds of service. He should perform some sort of work for Krishna, and that work should be with love. Not just work. Do it with love. That's really important. Let's say if I am serving someone and they ask me for a glass of water. And I bring them a glass of water and I say, here's your glass of water. I mean, that's the opposite of love. But even if I'd say it mechanically, here is your glass of water. Take water. It's not so pleasing. If someone is serving or doing something for you and they're not doing it voluntarily, I mean, love means voluntarily. Not you twist someone's arm. You force them to do it. You threaten them. But if they're doing it voluntarily, it's very pleasing. But if they're doing it because they get paid, that's really bad. Really bad. And if they didn't get paid, they wouldn't do it. It's like going to a restaurant, you know, the waiter, waitress, you know, whatever, bartender, wasn't getting paid, they wouldn't work. If a devotee is not intelligent enough to make progress on the path of self-realization, but is sincere and committed to the activities of devotional service, the Lord gives him a chance to make progress and ultimately attain to him. Krishna.